Hi, thanks for listening to one of our Sunday talks from the Center for Spiritual Living in Midtown Atlanta. If this is your first time listening to one of our talks, we certainly hope you enjoy it. But if you're a regular listener to our podcast, we would like you to consider contributing to our center. It's easy to do. All you have to do is go on our website, and it's easy to find the button and make a contribution. That will allow us to continue bringing these talks to you on a regular basis in the future. Once again, thanks for listening.
I won't talk about Paris much anymore. I had that on my mind too, but I carry my journal everywhere I go. And look at what's on the cover of my journal. Tell me we're not all connected in some kind of way. And of all the journals that I have right now, the Eiffel Tower is on the front of the one that I write in every single day. So this is the one that I wrote in after that event. But I was actually traveling around. As many of you know my story, because I wear my life on my sleeve, as David Barrett says, that I was riding around between my new home area, which is Cumberland Vinings, to my old home area, which is Buckhead. I can't stay out of Buckhead. Everything's still over here that I like to do. But I was going through the communities, beautiful communities. I take Powers Ferry or Northside Drive between the two. And if you've never driven that, it's an awesome ride. And I saw this sign that says, "What season are you living?" I thought it was kind of interesting, the title. So I thought about it from my own perspective, and I thought about the term reason, season, or lifetime. You've heard that, right? Things happen for a reason, things happen for a season, things happen for a lifetime. Well, as I'm driving through this area, the leaves are changing. So I'm looking at the season that we're in. And some of the things that remind us of the season that we're in is acorns, apple cider, cool weather in this morning, just beautiful cool weather, crispy Halloween. We just left Halloween. Fog for some areas, rain. We had so much rain it did make me kind of melancholy. I'm so glad the sun's back out. A harvest, like I said, leaves, pumpkins, raking of the leaves. Fortunately for me in my new neighborhood, I don't have to rake the leaves. Sweaters, scarecrows, and even the color orange. All of those kind of remind us of the season that we're in right now. So what would you call this season? Fall, right? So just to give us a little bit of a lesson of what seasons are, I want to read what the definition of season is. It's one of the four periods of the year: spring, summer, autumn, and we call it fall, or winter. And it can deviate no matter where we are in the world. So not every place has winter. Not every place has fall. Some of the other definitions for this particular word, season, is a period that marks a certain condition or activity. Baseball season. We're actually in football season. Or a period of the year immediately before or after special holidays and occasions. We're coming up on Thanksgiving. Christmas is right around the corner. I was running errands yesterday, and I really like Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of those holidays where you don't have to buy presents, and it's all about the food, the fun, and football, the three Fs, right? But I went shopping, and I actually saw Christmas decorations everywhere. I even heard one of my favorite Christmas songs, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I'm like, really? Started singing it. I'm like, hold on. I'm not getting stuck into this. It's not Thanksgiving yet. I'm in an attitude of gratitude. So the talk today is really going to center around the fact that what we've talked about already, that there is only one power and there's only one God. So for me, although there's various seasons, and the seasons do vary, you know, winter is kind of cold and it's snowy in some places. I talked about autumn. Spring can bring beautiful flowers, but allergies to some. And then even in summer, we think about the holidays in the summer. Everything about our lives happens all through those times. So what gets me through all the seasons is gratitude and prayer. And it may or may not be in that order. It may be prayer, and then gratitude. But they all kind of work hand in hand with me. I think I'm a kid at heart. So even when I hear news like what we heard on Friday, I didn't hear it direct. I was getting on the elevator in my apartment, in my condo building, and the lady was, I mean, I'd never seen the elevator that crowded. It's the longest time I've been there. And it was to get that information so I could be in prayer, because I wasn't bombarded all day with it. I didn't know it was happening. But it was time for prayer. As mentioned, we get bombarded in so many different ways, we forget to pray. And what we talk about is our prayer. So there's a movie, I'm going to share three movies with you today to get us through the series of being in a season of gratitude and prayer. The first one, and I've got props, David would love this if he was here, but I might have been doing that as a facilitator as long as David, because I like showing you things. So the movie Up, I don't know if you all know the movie Up. It's it shows of various seasons in the beginning of this movie. It's this little kid who's an explorer type, and he's all excited about becoming an explorer and going to Paradise Falls. That's where his ultimate goal is, in South America somewhere. So on his way home one day, skipping and la la la, he hears this other voice coming out of an abandoned home, and it's a little girl, and she's turned this abandoned home into like her little own ship to sail her to wherever she wants to go. So they, long and short of it, they become friends, they end up getting married, and they show their lives very fast in the beginning, where there are all these different seasons going on, them meeting each other, getting married, building a home together, deciding that they want to have children, and she can't, so she's sad, but then that Paradise Fall adventure comes back. So all of that happens, but life happens to us all the time. Life happens where a flat tire came, so they had the money they saved. They had to break open the jar that they were saving money in to fix a tire or fix a roof or fix a broken arm. And life is going by. All the seasons are creeping up on us. Winter, spring, summer, fall. They get older in their twilight years, if you can see from the distance and you can see up close later, that he's grown old. And she has too, and she becomes ill and passes. So now he becomes this crotchety old man. He's not happy. But this little kid comes into his life, a new season. But he's not real open for it right now. But if you watch the story, this new season begins in his later season, if you will, because we have our autumns and our falls in our lives. So a whole new life begins. So life never ends is what this story tells me. And it reminds me that UP is an acronym that I converted into Use Prayer. Our prayer are the words that we talk about every single day. So if we're talking about this massive event that has occurred in Paris, I won't have as low of a vibration about it because of this book. This book has my current life story in it. And just because Paris got hit, it doesn't mean that Paris is still not a beautiful city to visit. I actually started writing in this and wanted to go with the first date was May of this year. So there was no idea that this was going to happen this day. The only idea that I knew is that I was going to have to move, and May 14th, I was actually homeless in my head because I had to move out of one place and didn't have another to go. But did I look down or did I look up? Was I in gratitude or was I in worry? Did I pray or did I worry? So we want to figure out how to be up and have gratitude about everything. So let's look at the fact that I know that God is all there is. The idea that came to me from the message that I read or heard over the radio that Paul so lovingly said was, if you have a greater idea about God. Now, the greater idea about God is that everything does happen for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. I traveled to Manila quite a bit, and I think you've heard me say that there is no fall in Manila. It is rainy season and dry season, and it's hot most all the time. So just because we're having fall and the acorns and the pumpkins and all the things that we think about, that's not what the whole world thinks about. But what the whole world does know is that they are in gratitude. Gratitude looks the same everywhere on the planet. When I say thank you, gracias, still thank you. It's thank you all over, even a smile, a nod of the head, an acceptance. That is something that's universal. So our universal power in this room, as we mourn what has happened, but as we celebrate the fact that maybe these people were doing exactly what they love. I've had people transition in my life, expected and unexpected. And the thing that occurred in me after the hurt and the pain of realizing it is, were they doing what they love? If we can do what we love, be in prayer and be in gratitude all day long, every day, as much as we can, we'll be ready when it comes. We don't know how it's going to come. Each and every one of us live through life each day with the expectancy of greatness, if we can. It's not easy to do. Work or lack thereof, money or lack thereof, can cause us to be in a different place in a different time and not be in gratitude. It's easy to give up. Fear can set in. That brings me to the other movie that I like. My grandchildren just kind of bombard me with things that they know that I like. There's a movie called Frozen, where the little girl has these special powers. So the season that she brings upon them is winter, because she has this fear that her life is, this power that she has, this life is going to hurt her sister, because she has these powers that she doesn't know how to control over fear. This is a little character that's in that movie. My grandchildren actually gave me this for my birthday. This is Olaf. Say hi to Olaf. Olaf is one of the funniest characters in the movie. What Olaf does, and I believe through prayer and gratitude, I'm going to show you that Olaf was probably the practitioner in that movie, because Olaf didn't see any problems. He actually was a part of this scariness that came about when they were little. He was a part of their goodness. So he showed up even in the midst of the scariness. So he decided that he was going to help the little princess find her sister so they could make summer come back. Let's bring back summer is one of the lines in the movie. But he did not know that summer would cause him to melt. He's a snowman. But what happens is, we don't have to melt. What happens is, once they find out love is the key and not fear, and I want to read from The Science of Mind, where if we pray for our answers, they will show up in our lives. Prayer is the key for me. Doug did a beautiful prayer in reference to, that's what this teaching has done for us. Ernest Holmes' greatest gift to me is the spiritual mind treatment. So from the chapter Spiritual, the Practice of Spiritual Mind Healing, I want to read this. There is one infinite mind from which all things come. This mind is through, in, and around man. It is the only mind there is, and every time man thinks, he uses it. There is one infinite spirit, and every time man says, I am, it proclaims it. There is one infinite substance, every man moves, he moves into it. There is one infinite law, and every time man thinks, he sets this law in motion. There is one infinite God, and every time man speaks to this God, he receives a direct answer. One, one, one. I am God, and there is nothing else. There is one limitless life, which returns to the thinker exactly what he thinks into it. So what are we thinking into our lives? I think up. I think remove all fear. I think we know that everything turns into another day. I was talking about the seasons. I love Australia. I went to Australia for the first time in 2005. And again, they only have winter. Well, they have all the seasons, but their seasons are different than ours. Summer is actually December to February there. Now imagine that. Because we see life the way we see it, it's not the same everywhere we go. So how we size things up, we want a greater idea always. Our paradigms can be small as to what is really happening around the world. I believe that everything happened for a reason, whether we understand it or agree with it at all. We either believe that everything matters or none of it matters. We can't pick and choose which ones we want to work with. We have to work with it all. Spring cleaning comes around in the spring. Does everybody get this? That might be a woman thing. Do guys want to clean in the spring? No? Yeah? It's okay. So it's not a woman thing. I wondered that when I was writing that down. I'm like, is that my thing? In the springtime, we want to clean. In the summertime, we want to go swimming. Weddings can happen all year long. But every day, we have to walk the dog if we have one. Get the paper. Read the mail. And each one of these moments turn into days, turn into months, turns into years. So saying those words, guess what song came up for me? And I'm hoping I can play a little snippet of it because it talks to the seasons as well. And I will read it to you if you can't hear from the podium. But I'm going to use technology a little bit and see if I'm... So you know that song, right? So with that said, we are in different seasons of our lives, and it's a season to do all these things, all those things that are listed. And it's actually from Ecclesiastes, the King James Version, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. So if you wanted to read that later, there are all seasons for us to be in. But as we move into this holiday season and we are going to be with family and friends, we turn to prayer and we turn to gratitude no matter what the season is the emphasis here. I talked about prayer, spiritual mind treatment. I want to talk about gratitude just a little bit because it seems easier said than done. I have learned to say thank you about everything all day long. One of the first things I do when I wake up in the morning, and it used to be read all these books and do all this meditation. I still do them at times depending on the urgency of life. But sometimes it's just a simple thank you. And that thank you sets the course of my day that I want to have more things to be thankful for in that day. The fact that I woke up that morning and I get to play again today says thank you. The fact that it's easy to be sad than to be happy, I want to give thanks for the happy moments that are going to occur that I don't even know what they are. I have a couple of quotes that I want to read from a workshop that I did. If anybody wants to join a workshop, I do them online with IBM because I try to keep my project management life and my spiritual life balanced. So once a month, I give a lunch and learn opportunity, and this month is going to be on gratitude as we close out the year. One of the quotes that I will use in that workshop is, as we express our gratitude, we never forget the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. So it's walking the talk. How often do we walk the talk? I'm happy to hear my mentor, my friend, speak to the fact that I walk the talk. I still have to convince myself of things at times, but I still practice walking the talk. All that we are a result of what we have thought. So what are our greatest thoughts? We want to get into a greater idea no matter what is happening. Our little bit here in the United States, having a greater idea about the families in Paris and the people that are traveling through, because we actually have a member of the center that was routing through Paris to get home, and now that had to change. So we're praying for all the people that are traveling around, the families that are there, and people that were headed to Paris because they were headed there on their honeymoon, or they were going there on vacation. They'd never been to Paris before. So what do they think about Paris? Will this time of year be a damper for the families there? What can we do here and now that will help lift up the families? And it's always prayer. An example that I'll give with a member that we have here, Sylvia, is a consistent prayer works attendee. My daughter even started coming. So prayer works still goes on Monday, who wants to join. But it is a global affair because she was actually in Geneva, and her daughter was giving birth to one of her grandchildren, and the grandchild had some digestive problems when he arrived to the planet. Sylvia got on that Monday night call several days after he was born so we could pray in reference to this grandchild. Now, prayer works all over the planet because that grandson is doing quite lovely right now, and he is healing, and she can give you more about the story. But prayer works. And being in gratitude once it happens, like I said, you can do gratitude and then pray, or pray and then gratitude. But prayer is what we're saying, what we're speaking. We're speaking our lives into existence. So if we're talking about negativity constantly, that's what's going to happen constantly. If we're giving thanks constantly, that's the expectation, that's the power, that's the force that is going to be driven into our lives. So what are our expectations? What do you expect to happen right here and right now? A daily practice of gratitude is one of the conduits by which everything comes to us. Our wealth, our health, where we live, who we play with, and how we come to these kinds of situations and know to go to prayer first. This is an opportunity for us to stay in gratitude no matter the season, stay in prayer no matter the season, to bring about what we want is to think, be thankful about it. What I'd like to close with is one other movie that I really, really like, and it's out now. I know I'm a big kid, and you know the Peanuts characters. Don't those Peanuts characters take you back to a season? Seemed like they always came out about autumn. Was it the Great Pumpkin Patch, and then they would do the Christmas. So now they have a new Charlie Brown, I say Charlie Brown, but it's Peanuts, but I like Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown movie out now. And they go through all the seasons in this movie. It's like an entire year. And Charlie Brown has a love interest, but I won't give it any more away, so you can go see it for yourself. But one of the things about Charlie Brown is he's always the underdog, right? I don't think Charlie Brown ever gave up. And I see his practitioner being Snoopy. Right? Didn't Snoopy kind of give him a little edge and a little push every now and then? You know, or a kick. Every now and then he just needed that. And I think that's the key to life. If you don't know how to pray for yourself, we have a room full of practitioners. Let them hold the idea for you first until you can hold it for yourself. Get your Snoopy on. Okay? So one of the things that happens in this movie in reference to how I relate to it is my grandchildren. I like the Christmas scene, and you know the Linus and Lucy song. David Benoit is a jazz performer that I really like, and he actually plays that song too. And Olaf actually came from my grandchildren from my birthday, but this actually came last Christmas, And little did I know, or right after I got this, I did know that the Charlie Brown movie was going to be, or the Peanuts movie was going to be coming out this year. So, of course, I had to pull this out, and I'm going to just hold the mic up. They did not know how to dance, right? But they got down on that music. Now, music can bring us up and it can bring us down, but I am in gratitude about anything that comes my way that lifts me up. So I actually left this out more than just the season of Christmas last year when I got it. I think I kept it out until March. But I just pulled it out because the movie's out and I like to bring things for you to see. And Charlie Brown is there, Snoopy is there, Woodstock is there, and Charlie Brown's best friend Linus is there. But all the characters are in the movie. But this is the idea of never giving up. Stay in prayer. When life seems to knock you down or have events of this magnitude that looks disastrous to us, we are still on the planet for a reason. It only takes a little bit to shift into a better place. And our shifting and our praying and our speaking into existence, gratitude and that which we want to be, creates a life that is worth living all seasons, all the time. In everything, give thanks. I will close with this quote. Feeling gratitude without expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. So we are coming up on all kinds of seasons with Christmas coming and love and New Year's and then all the seasons that come after that. I want you to know that staying in gratitude and staying in prayer is the key to all seasons. And so it is. And with that said, let us go into the key to what calms me, keeps me steady, brings peace about me, no matter what's happening in the world. I want you to close your eyes if you like. Keeps out the distractions, but you can leave them open if you like. Position yourself and start to breathe in and out, knowing that that breath is a prayer, and we give thanks for it. There is one God. There is one power. It is everywhere present at all times, no matter what. Each and every being is one with that power. That being that lost their life, that being that caused that loss, these beings here praying for both sides. Praying for ourselves, speaking into existence that life is worth living, no matter the season. That we are in gratitude about everything that happens, even if we don't understand it, because all is in divine order and we are each unique expressions of this divineness. As we approach Thanksgiving with a grateful heart and all the seasons that are about to come, the seasons of our life when we are prosperous and not so prosperous, the seasons of our life when we're in relationship, romantic, and sometimes not. When we're in relationships with our families and sometimes not. There is a turn for everything to occur. But no matter what it is, we say thank you. We don't let fear of not understanding or what our power is really made of. We don't let lack, we don't let the news, we don't let naysayers stop us from knowing the greater idea about God. We walk in that light and we shine bright and let the darkness go with others and help them to let their light shine. They may not know what happiness is. They may not know what gratitude and joy is. But if we have enough of that going out into the world, someone can be touched by it, inspired by it, ignited by it, activated by it, and let their light shine. And an act that may not have been so happy turns into a joyful one. We do that one prayer at a time. I release this knowing that words that are spoken are strong, but our actions are stronger. So we walk the talk. We live the life of a metaphysical individual here on the planet now, spiritually connected in this human form, giving thanks in all things, and the more we give thanks, the more we have to be thankful for. It's released a lot in here and now. And we say together, and so it is.